WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm so pumped you're here today because we're diving into something super powerful, self-compassion. Ever feel like your inner critic is on overdrive? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of being kind to yourself, you go straight for the negativity spiral? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a better way. We can actually learn to be our own best friend, especially when things get tough. That's what self-compassion is all about, treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer to a good pal going through a rough patch. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easy for you to say, Jake. You seem pretty zen all the time. Let me tell you, I'm human too. But over time, I've learned some serious tricks for cultivating self-compassion, and trust me, it's a game changer. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Recognize your humanity. Remember, you're not perfect, and that's totally okay. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience difficult emotions. Embracing our imperfections is the first step towards being kinder to ourselves. Think of it like this. Would you judge a friend harshly for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? Time to ditch the inner critic and show ourselves some love. 2. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts creep in, take a step back and observe them without judgment. Acknowledge them, feel them, but don't let them take over. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. They come and go, but you're not defined by them. Mindfulness helps us create space between our thoughts and our emotions, allowing for more compassion. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support, right? Now, extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a loved one who needs a boost. 4. Engage in self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about taking intentional actions that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from going for a walk in nature to reading a good book to spending time with people who make you feel happy. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. If you're struggling, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or support group. Sometimes just talking things through can make a world of difference. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's super driven and successful in her career. But lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. She's constantly comparing herself to others, beating herself up over minor mistakes, and struggling to find time for things she enjoys. Does that sound familiar? This could be you, and that's where self-compassion comes in. Sarah needs to remind herself that it's okay to not be perfect, that she's doing the best she can, and that she deserves to take breaks and prioritize her well-being. Instead of berating herself for feeling overwhelmed, she could acknowledge those feelings with kindness and compassion, saying things like, "It's understandable that I'm feeling stressed right now. I've been pushing myself really hard." By practicing self-compassion, Sarah can learn to manage her stress, build resilience, and create a more fulfilling life. Remember, folks, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience. But the rewards are worth it. When we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we open ourselves up to greater joy, happiness, and fulfillment. So today's challenge for you, pick one small act of self-compassion to incorporate into your day. Maybe it's giving yourself a break from social media, taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, or simply saying something kind to yourself in the mirror. Every little bit counts. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. And head over to our social media pages and let us know what resonated with you most. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember, you're amazing just the way you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.